Hello, and welcome to Creating Heaven on Earth, 6 weeks of Angelic Guidance. This is Max Ryan, and I am so glad that you've joined me for this 6 week program. We are going to be exploring together for the next 6 weeks, six different archangels and six different lessons that go along with each of the letters in the word angels. This acronym was divinely given to me from the angelic realm, and I believe, as a life coach, a teacher, and an intuitive, that all of these lessons are very specific, and more importantly, these lessons will help you come back to your peace, start to discover your purpose, and live with passion in your life. And that's what excites me about this program. So I'm so glad that you have come along on this journey with me. Now, moving forward, the main point of these 6 weeks is that we create a vibration that is as close to the flow of life as possible. See, here in this space and time continuum, in our bodies, our vibration can be very low, but we can raise them. We can elevate our vibrational frequencies, and as we do that, we start to hear the voice for the divine. We hear the angels, we follow our intuition, and we live, as I said before, a life of peace, a life of passion, and a life of purpose. So, that is our divine appointment that you and I have made here together for the next 6 weeks. And as we move forward, I will be bringing to you the beginnings of understanding about each archangel, and also understanding the lesson for that week. So let's get started. Our first lesson for the first week is for the letter A, and it stands for Align with Source. Take time every day to get very quiet and listen beyond the chatter of your mind. Now, it's been said in many, many cultures and many traditions and throughout history that the kingdom of God lies within. And so it does. But we cannot perceive or feel and hear the kingdom of God, in other words, the source, if our mind is chattering. If our mind is going crazy with everything that we have to do, or we think we have to do, we can't align with our source. We can't feel the intuition, and we can't hear the angels' guidance. So, this week, we're going to be aligning with our source. And really, this is the basis of all of our journeys. This is the basis of everything that we as spiritual seekers have to come back to, again and again and again. And that's why this is the beginning of our journey together. Now, the archangel that we're going to be working with this week is Archangel Metatron. And as you can see in the PDFs that I've already created for you, Archangel Metatron is the closest to the divine of all the archangels. In other words, Archangel Metatron is the light. He's responsible for scribing the truth. And when I say the truth, I mean the truth with a capital T. The truth that's beyond all truths. It's beyond our mind chatter. And it's beyond what our ego would have us believe is truth. It's the truth that's in our bones. It's the truth that is in our DNA. It's the truth that's in our sacred contract as souls. It's the truth that lies eternal. So, our purpose is to feel this light of Metatron's shining down on us and through us, piercing through every idea that we may have about what we think is the truth. And one of the most important and, I think, most effective ways for us to get to that truth is meditation. Now I know many people have problems with meditation, or even just the word meditation, but I'm here to tell you that if you are serious about your path, we have to engage in some form of meditation. We have to engage in some form of quieting the chatter of our minds And in many ways, it's just much easier than you think if you're new to meditation. And the other very effective way to connect with the truth is breathing. So I'm here to help you today, to give you a few techniques of breathing and of meditation that will bring you back to your source, that will bring you back to feeling the light of Metatron, to feeling the truth of Metatron's light throughout your body, and actually away from your ego. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is our breathing. And breathing is life. Breathing is what brings the body into this life, actually. It's the first thing that we did here on this planet Earth, and it's the last thing that we will ever do before we leave the Earth. Now, I just want to share something with you. You know, it's been shown in scientific studies that the brain itself, when it's not breathing, the parts of the brain that are analytical, the parts of the brain that are rational, or I would say ego-centered, if you want to look at it that way, those parts of the brain, when we're not breathing, light up. But when we do breathe, the other part of our brain lights up. The part of our brain that is creative, that is intuitive, and that is connected to the divine, that part lights up. You might think of it as the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere. So the right hemisphere has to do with our creativity, our intuition, and all of those things that come from spirit come through that side. And the left side comes from our ego. Not that that's bad. It's just that it disconnects us from our spirit. So, in a way, you might say that you can't have the ego when you really breathe. I hope that makes sense. Now, I want you to breathe with me right now. And when you breathe, I don't want you to breathe from your chest. I want you to breathe from your belly. Okay? We are going to do that together right now. So, I want you to put your hand on your belly. And you're going to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay? All right, here we go. Again. Good. Now, if your shoulders and your chest are going up, you're not breathing deeply enough into yourself. Okay? So let's try it one more time. In and out. And you know what? It's a good thing to do when you're exhaling is to make the sound mwah. Think of it almost like you're saying in French moi or me or M-W-A-A-A. Okay? Let's try that again. Okay? In breath. And mwah. Let's do it again. Mwah. Come on, I don't hear you. You can do it louder. Mwah. Okay, all right. Now, if you do that, and you get a little chuckle like I just did, or a little laugh, that means that you're in touch with your spirit. Okay? All right, let's just do it again. Try it again. Here we go. It feels good. And if it feels good, you're doing it right. And that's your spirit. That is your truth. That right there is what we're trying to get at when we breathe. We're trying to get to that place where we feel good. So let's do it one more time. You ready? Okay. In through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Here we go. Mwah! Good. Awesome. Good job. Now, Whenever you feel like you aren't breathing, and you're thinking too much, and you're trying to figure everything out, you know those times. We all do them. I want you to try to take a deep breath and say, "Mwah." It might make you laugh, but it'll bring you back to your spirit, and your ego cannot live when you're deep breathing. It just can't do it. Okay? We're going to try that one again. Let's do it again. Good. Okay, now this time, right now, just to switch up a little bit, I want you to try to think about something that you're trying to figure out right now. I want you to think about something that that you can't quite make right. You know, it might be your money situation. It might be a relationship. It might be anything. Something that you're trying to figure out right now. Okay? Think about that for a moment. It's okay. I'll wait. Okay. All right? Okay. Just think about that thing you're trying to figure out. Good. You got it? All right. Now, I want you to notice where your breathing was when you thought about that. Was your breathing deep? Was it shallow? Was it none at all? Were you not breathing? Now, I can guarantee you that your breathing was probably not deep when you were thinking about this issue. It was probably shallow or not at all. So, when you're thinking things like that, the figuring out, worry, struggle, when you catch yourself in those moments of, I'm trying to figure it out, you know, of, what do I do? I'd like you to try just to take a deep breath. You don't have to say moi if you don't want to. Just take a deep breath. Let's do it. Good. Awesome. That brings us back to our spirit. And the spirit cannot be where the ego is overrunning things. So that's your first technique I'd like you to do this week. I'd like you to be conscious of your breathing. And if you need to say moi, then say moi. It'll make you feel good. And you know what? I will also challenge you to say moi to somebody. And just say, I'm sorry, I'm connecting with my spirit. Okay? All right. Now, there's another breathing technique that we're going to do that's very simple, and it's called the continuous breath. Now, I'd like you to do this continuous breath first thing in the morning when you wake up. Now, you need to sit up in bed before you get out of bed. I'd like you to do this in bed, okay, first. And I'd also like you to try doing it before you go to bed at night. And it's very simple. Now, this continuous breath, the idea behind it is that there's no pause in between the inhalation and the exhalation. The inhalation and the exhalation. There should be no pause between them. So, you can imagine it like, you know, breathing into your gut, and as you exhale, you let it fall out of the top of your head or your third eye, which is in the middle of your forehead. Okay? It's just in the middle of your forehead. If you want to think of the third eye, that's fine. Or think of it falling out of the top of your head. Okay? So you want to just take a breath and let it go. Okay? I want you to picture a fountain. Picture a really beautiful fountain. But you are the fountain. And as you're breathing in, the water is going up through the tube of your center towards your third eye or the top of your head. And as you exhale, it just falls out. Now, it's important that the exhale is not forced. The exhale has to be very relaxed, very much like it's you're just letting it go. For instance, it wouldn't go like this. It would actually sound a little more like this. I know it's a little hard in audio, but the idea is when you exhale, you just let go. You just let it go, okay? So, imagine that the air is being the water in the fountain, and it's rising up through your esophagus, going through your third eye, and when it gets there, it just falls out. And before it gets down to your gut, when it falls, you're going to anticipate that and take another breath in and let it go out again. Okay? All right, we're going to try it together. We'll do it a little slow at first. And you'll find your own natural rhythm with this, okay? Okay, go sort of like this. In, out, in, out, out, in, out, in, out, out, out. That's basically it. Now the key of this is having no pauses in between. In between the inhale and the exhale, as I said. The continuous breath is exactly that. It's continuous. It doesn't stop. And you just keep doing it. Now you don't have to do it fast like I just did. You'll find your own natural rhythm, like I said, and you'll find a natural rhythm that works for you. So I'd like you to do the continuous breath 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening. That's it. Okay? It will bring you back to your spirit. It will bring you back to yourself. And you'll start, when you're doing this, sometimes to lose concentration a little bit. But just come back. You know, you can even imagine the fountain as being a beautiful color, if you like. You can imagine that the fountain as being something more beautiful than just a regular fountain. You know, maybe you're a beautiful fountain in the middle of a garden in Paris. Maybe you're a colorful fountain at a world's fair. You know, it doesn't matter. But just imagine yourself as the fountain, just coming up and letting it fall out, coming up, letting it fall out. But it's the idea of this fountain and all the water that just comes up and falls out, and it comes up and it falls out. Okay? So that's your continuous breath. And I'd like you to do that, like I said, 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening. All right. So that's our breathing. Now the next technique that we're going to do is meditation. Don't be scared. It's okay. Some people get very scared of meditation. Maybe you don't. But it is very simple practice. It is very simple. And people, in my opinion, complicate it a little more than they need to, especially at the beginning. You know, basically, meditation lowers your brainwave frequencies. And when that happens, your energetic vibration raises, which is the main aim of this course. So we want to lower our brainwave frequency and raise our energetic vibration. Okay, it can be technical. I'm not going to get into too much technicalities about it, but meditation slows your brainwaves down. That's all you sort of need to know. Okay? Okay. And as I said before, meditation is vital. Vital. It's almost, what do I want to say? It's crucial. It's a mandatory to hearing Source or the Divine. It's vital to our well-being and coming back to ourselves. So, the way that we're going to do this is that I will guide you through a meditation. I'll guide you at the beginning, and in the middle, you're just going to hear some music. And I will come back at the end, and I will bring you back to this space and this time. Okay? Now, the middle part where there's music, there'll be about 10, 12 minutes of music. And you can choose, as you get stronger through this week, if you feel you want to do more than the 10 minutes, you can always pause it, and you can do longer meditation if you like. Okay? All right. So, first, I'd like you to find yourself in a really comfortable position. It's very good at the beginning when you're starting meditation to be sitting up, not lying down, because our tendency when we start to let go of our mind chatter is to go to sleep, which actually is fine at the beginning, which is all normal. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't think you're failing at all. If you fall asleep the first few times, it's okay. Give yourself a break. It's fine. But in order to sort of circumvent that, we sit up. We don't lay down. Okay? All right. So, I want you to put your feet on the ground. And I'd like you to put your hands in your lap. Put your palms up to receive the light of the Shekinah, which really is the feminine side of the divine. The Shekinah is the light of the divine. Okay? It's the feminine side. So you raise your hands up to receive the light of the Shekinah. Now, you can feel the light. So, you put your palms up in your lap, and I'd like you now to just close your eyes with your palms up and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again. And just relax and know that you're safe where you are. Know that all you have to do is be right here, right now, and take another deep breath. Good. And as you relax, just relax your whole body and think about the light of the Shekinah and the light of Metatron about 2 feet above your head. And I want you to imagine that light starting to pour down over you. It's warmth. It's love and it's security just pouring over you like warm honey going all the way through your body, all the way down to your toes. And feel the divine truth and the love of Metatron. Feel the peace of the truth. Feel relaxed and breathe. Good. And continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe, I'd like you to just say the words in your mind or out loud. I'd like you to say 2 words. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. And as you breathe, just say, let go. And the more you say let go, the more relaxed your body is, the more the chatter of your mind goes away, and all you need to concentrate on is let go. If a thought comes into your mind, just see it or feel it and say, let go, let go, let go. Try to stay breathing with your concentration on your breath and just saying, let go, let go, let go. And as a thought comes up, let go. If a feeling comes up, you see it, You give it love and you say, let go. Another thought comes or a feeling and you say, let go. Let go. Let go. Thank you. continue saying, let go, let go, let go. And as you say, let go, become conscious of the room you're in and breathe. And become conscious of your body again. Feel your feet. Feel all the warmth and the love inside you and around you. And as you feel that, you start to, again, feel your legs. Feel your hips. And your torso, and breathe. Start to become aware of the sounds around you and the room you're in, and the smells, and breathe. You may want to roll your head around from side to side, move your shoulders, and wiggle your fingers. You may want to stretch. Good. Very good. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back. Good job. Good job. All right. Now, that's a basic meditation, and I want you to do that every day. For the next 7 days. Now, it's best if you do this twice a day. If you can do it once, that's okay, but try doing it twice and try doing it in the morning before your mind starts going crazy, you know, about what you're going to do for the day and what your worries are and, you know, about your family and about your work and, blah, 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 and all that stuff. It's better to do this before that starts to come in. And also, it's really good to do this sometime in the evening. You can do it before you go to bed, in your bed. But actually, this is personal, but I find sometimes that's maybe sometimes not the best time. That might be the best time to pray, which we'll come to in a second. Maybe you do it after dinner, you know, before you do what you're going to do after dinner. And then just do that for about 10 minutes, and that's fine, okay? That's fine. And I want you to get in touch with what feels right to you, okay? When it feels right to do it. But basically in the morning and the evening sometime, okay? Now, as I said before, you can always extend this meditation if you feel like you want to. And I'd like to make sure that every day you start to see and feel the kinds of experiences, revelations, or your connection with Archangel Metatron. And I want you to record them in your angel journal. I want you to write down all the things that you experienced during meditation in this week in your angel journal. And the angel journal is going to be very important for you during this next 6 weeks. So please record your thoughts, your feelings, your impressions, a communication from the angels. I will go into this as we move along through the weeks. But, you know, especially anything new that you might be experiencing, in your angel journal. Write those things down, because there's a lot of power in putting your thoughts to paper, putting your feelings and experiences to paper. Okay? Now, there is one more thing that I said before that I want to go over, which is really important, which is prayer. And I said earlier that prayer, for me, works really well when I go to sleep in bed. That's my personal thing, and I'm here to just give you my experience and what has worked for me. But you have to make it work for you. You know, it's said that prayer is where we talk to God, and meditation is where we hear His answers. So prayer is really half of the equation here. That makes sense? Hope it does. Now, the type of prayer that we will be doing in this course is what I call soulful prayer. And a soulful prayer is a prayer that doesn't request from the ego. A soulful prayer is a prayer that's main objective is aligning with the divine. And a soulful prayer requires faith. Faith that the divine plan is always bringing us to our highest good. And it is. It is. But you have to work that out within yourself to have the faith to know that the divine plan is working for your highest good. Now, a soulful prayer is not, like Marianne Williamson would say, giving your shopping list to God. You know, like saying, "Dear God, I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this." That's not a soulful prayer. That's an ego-based prayer. It is not bad to want things and to express your want to the divine, to the source. That is fine. But I want you, during the 6 weeks, to start praying to be in line with what your divine purpose is, to be in line with your true nature. Okay? All right. So I hope that that makes sense. So I want you to start praying. I want you to start praying. And I'm going to do a prayer right now for all of us. And this is going to be a prayer you can use this week. You can use moving forward at any time. Really. Okay? And this prayer is going to be about Archangel Metatron. Each week we're going to do a prayer at the end relating to the concepts that we work with and to that Archangel. Okay? All right. So you want to get comfortable and you want to allow yourself to be in communication with the divine. Okay? That's what prayer is. All right. So. Dear Mother, Father, God, Universe, Source, the Divine, we come to you with open arms. We come to you with open spirits. We come to you with open hearts. And as we come to you, we ask that you guide us. We ask that all of the truth that Archangel Metatron represents and Archangel Metatron can give to us can be downloaded into us so that we may go into the world and live that truth. So that we may go into the world and know our divine purpose and know that the truth beyond all truths is guiding us, is running the show. And we also ask to gently help us to let go of our ego a little more, of our planning, of our making sure everything is perfect. Because it's in that making sure everything's perfect that we can't hear or feel the Archangel Metatron. So Archangel Metatron, please come to us this week. Please show us your light. Show us your truth. And for that, we are ever grateful. Thank you very much, Metatron. Thank you very much, Source. Thank you very much, the divine love that pulses through all of us. We kneel in thankfulness. Thank you. And so it is. Good. Now you can use that prayer as you go through this week, or make your own prayer up, or something that's going to be close to that. Okay? All right. So that's our first lesson for our first week. You did a great job. I'm really proud of you. Now, next week, we're going to have, you know, we're going to go through our next letter. And we're going to be together with everyone else in the rest of the group on our virtual live class, which you know all about in the worksheets. So I look forward to talking with you and to hearing your voices and knowing what your experiences with Archangel Metatron and meditation and breathing are for this week. So I pray that love will guide you until we speak again. All right. Much love. I'll talk to you next week.